This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The nation is celebrating its 80th Independence Day today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi led the Independence Day celebrations from the iconic Red Fort in Delhi. Addressing the nation from the ramparts of Red Fort, the Prime Minister said over the past 12 years, crores of citizens of the country with their determination and dedication made every possible effort to take the country to new heights. He said a nation achieves greatness when it moves forward on the strength of its own dreams and resolve. The Prime Minister stressed that higher dreams and stronger resolutions raise the overall scale and capability of the nation's efforts.
कोई भी राष्ट्र तब महान बनता है जब अपने सपनों अपने संकल्पों और अपने सामर्थ्य के दम पर आगे बढ़ता है। बड़े सपने हमारी सोच को विस्तार देते हैं। हमारे संकल्प दृढ़ होने चाहिए। जब संकल्प दृढ़ होता है तो कठिनाइयों से आपदाओं के बीच से रास्ते निकालने का सामर्थ्य अपने आप उभर करके आता है।
Prime Minister Modi said energy security is one of the major requirements of the present times, and the government has taken several significant steps in this direction. He said nuclear energy is an important means of ensuring a country's energy security. The Prime Minister said the government has opened up 99% of offshore areas that were once designated as no-go zones and converted them into go-ahead areas. He said the government is now actively pursuing exploration beneath the sea and making efforts to discover new reserves. Stressing on empowerment of youth and women for a Vikasit Bharat, Prime Minister Modi announced to provide free online coaching for poor and middle-class families for various public examinations. He also announced that the government has decided that 1 crore youth will be given training in AI skilling in the next 1 year. He said this will enable them to take the lead in the global AI sector. President Draupadi Murmu hosted a state reception at Rashtrapati Bhavan on the occasion of the 80th Independence Day. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, former President Ramnath Kovind, Chief Justice of India Surya Kant, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, Union Ministers, diplomats, eminent people from different walks of life and beneficiaries of various government programs attended the reception. This year's reception celebrated the rich and vibrant art and culture, timeless traditions and cuisine of Chhattisgarh, Goa, Madhya Pradesh and Maharashtra. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan today interacted with students from K.R. Mangalam World School, New Delhi and Presidium School, Ghaziabad, on the occasion of Independence Day at Uparashtrapati Bhavan. In a social media post, Mr. Radhakrishnan said students are the future of the nation and will play a key role in building Vikasit Bharat. World leaders and foreign missions have extended Independence Day greetings to India, praising its democratic journey, civilizational heritage and growing role in regional and global cooperation. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio highlighted the strengthening India-U.S. strategic partnership, while Singaporean President Tharman Shanmugaratnam stressed growing cooperation in skill development, digitalization, sustainability and advanced manufacturing. French President Emmanuel Macron conveyed his warm wishes on India's 80th Independence Day, while Israeli President Isaac Herzog congratulated President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the people of India in a message shared in Hindi. In Arunachal Pradesh, 5 army personnel went missing after a flash flood triggered by heavy rainfall washed away 2 shelters in the Bang Valley district, while 4 people died in a major landslide on a road construction site in Upper Subansiri district. According to the State Emergency Operations Centre, both incidents occurred last evening. Rescue teams were rushed to the site for the search operation. In Indonesia, the death toll has risen to 47 after a powerful 7.7 magnitude earthquake struck off the coast of Flores today. The earthquake was followed by dozens of aftershocks as rescue teams continued efforts to reach the worst affected areas. In men's cricket, India were 288 for 2 in their first innings at stumps on day 1 of the first test against hosts Sri Lanka at Galle International Cricket Stadium. Earlier, India won the toss and opted to bat first. And with that, we end this news bulletin.